Blog Talk Radio. All hail the street queens and all that we stand for, man. Introducing the street queens.
Street Queens, the movement presents the honoring of a woman. Tonight we're honoring women and everything that they do tonight. And I'm going to bring in my street queen, my sister from another mother, Emma, who has a couple of weeks tonight.
Peace and blessings. How's everybody doing? I hope everybody has had a peaceful week, and you know, even though it's raining in most parts of the tri-state area, we still like to keep it uplifted. My sister's birthday is coming up the following weekend on the 18th, and we're about to party. Go see the flyer on www.lustradioonline.com. It's definitely posted all over the Facebook. Make sure you're there. It's going to be a celebrity bash, and you don't want to miss it.
Definitely. Man, you know, Emma actually posted a wonderful, you know, exhibit, and one of our civil rights leaders and woman, you know, who played a big part in, you know, helping with the rights of women and, you know, just the minorities in general, Mrs. to join the troop. And I remember I wrote my first essay on her, and back in the day in the school. Back in the day, they actually had me, like, they used to actually have you, like, act out some of the people that you used to do research on. That's kind of, it kind of made history fun back then. Nowadays it's boring, you know, it's a whole bunch of talking, but they actually used to dress up and actually have you involved in it. So,
Like a play,
in the form of a play, but it, almost like a monologue, because you actually had to be the one person standing up there actually performing and acting and playing the role as the individual that you was doing research on. And Sojourner Truth went through a lot of stuff, and she was a very, very strong woman, and she definitely, you know, holds, you know, the crown of being a queen, and she's definitely, you know, a queen from the past, and we salute her to join the troop. But Emma has more information on her in detail.
Yeah, we definitely salute Sojourner Truth. Her actual name was Isabella Baumfree, B-A-U-M free, and that was her name. And her birth date is not an actual date, as we all know, she was a slave. But her year, she was born in 1797. Sojourner Truth was an African-American abolitionist and women's rights activist. Truth was born into slavery in Swartzkill, New York, but escaped with her infant daughter to freedom in 1826. After going to court to recover her son, she became the first black woman to win such a case against a white man. So, you know, there goes her planting her flag of being doing something for the first. She actually took it to the court against a white man to fight for her son. Her best-known speech on racial inequalities, Ain't I a Woman, was delivered in 1851 at the Ohio Women's Rights Convention in Akron, Ohio, during the Civil War. Truth helped recruit black troops from the Union Army after the war. Truth tried unsuccessfully to secure land grants from the federal government for former slaves. A couple of family backgrounds. Sojourner Truth was born in 1797 under Colonel on the Colonel Johannes Hardenberg estate in Swartzkill in Ulster County, a Dutch settlement in upstate New York. Her given name was Isabella Bomfree, also spelled Bomfree, B-O-M-E-F-R-E-E. She was one of 13 children born to Elizabeth and James Bomfree, also slaves on the Hardenberg plantation. She spoke only Dutch until she was sold from her family around the age of 9. Because of the cruel treatment she suffered at the hands of a later master, she learned to speak English quickly, but had Dutch accent for the rest of her life. She was first sold around age 9 when her second master, Charles Hardenberg, died in 1808. She was sold to John Neely along with a herd of sheep for $100. Neely's wife and family only spoke English and beat Isabella fiercely for the frequent miscommunications. She later said that Neely once whipped her with a bundle of rods prepared in the embers and bound together with cords. It was during this time that she began to find a refuge in religion, beginning the habit of praying aloud when scared or hurt. When her father once came to visit, she pleaded with him to help her. Soon after, Martinus Shriver purchased her for $105. He owned a tavern, and although the atmosphere was crude and morally questionable, it was a safer haven for Isabella. But a year and a half later, in 1810, she was sold again to John Dumont of New Paltz, New York. Isabella suffered many hardships on the hands of Mrs. Dumont, whom Isabella later described as cruel and harsh. Although she did not explain the reasons for this treatment in her later biography narrative, historians have surmised that the unspeakable things might have been sexual abuse or harassment, or simply the daily humiliations that slaves endured. Sometime around 1815, she fell in love with a fellow slave named Robert, who was owned by a man named Kathleen or Caton. Robert's owner forbade the relationship because he did not want his slave having children with a slave he did not own, and therefore would not own the new property, the new property being the child. One night, Robert visited Isabella, but was followed by his owner and son, who beat him savagely, bruising him and mangling his head and face, bound him and dragged him away. Robert never returned. Isabella had a daughter shortly thereafter named Diana. In 1817, forced to submit to the will of her own Dumont, Isabel married an older slave named Thomas. They had 4 children: Peter, 1822, James, who died young, Elizabeth, 1825, and Sophia, 1826. The state of New York began in 1799 that legislated the gradual abolition of slaves, which was to happen July 4th of 1827. Dumont had promised Isabel freedom a year before the state emancipation if she would do well and be faithful. However, he reneged on his claiming a hand injury had made her less productive. She was infuriated, having understood fairness as a hallmark of the master-slave relationship. She continued working until she felt she had done enough to satisfy her sense of obligation to him. Spinning 100 pounds of wool, then escaped before dawn with her sister Sophia, she later said, "I did not run off, for I thought that wicked, but I walked off, believing that to be all right." Isabella wandered, not sure where she was going, and prayed for direction. She arrived at the home of Isaac and Maria Van Wagen, Wagoner. Soon after, Dumont arrived, insisting she come and threatening to take her baby when she refused. Isaac offered to buy her services, for the remainder of the year until emancipation took effect, which Dumont accepted for $20. Isaac and Maria insisted Isabella not call the master, but rather by their given names. Isabella immediately set retrieving her young son, Peter. He had recently been leased by Dumont to another slaveholder, who then illegally sold Peter to an owner in Alabama. Peter was 5 years old. First, she appealed to the Dumonts, then the other slaveholders, to no avail. A friend directed her to activist Quakers, who helped her make an official complaint in court. After months of legal proceedings, Peter returned to her, scared and abused. During her time with the Van Wagens, Isabel had a life-changing religious experience, becoming overwhelmed with the greatness of the divine presence and inspired to preach. She began devoutly attending the local Methodist church, and in 1829 left Ulster County with a great evangelic teacher named Miss Gear. She quickly became known as a remarkable preacher whose influence was miraculous. She soon met Elijah Pearson, a religious former who advocated strict adherence to Old Testament laws for salvation. His house was something called the Kingdom, where he led a small group of followers. Isabella became the group's housekeeper. Elijah treated her as a spiritual equal and encountered her to preach also. Soon after, Robert Mathias arrived, who apparently took over as the group's leader, with the activities became increasingly bizarre. In 1834, Pearson died with only the group's members attending. His family called the coroner and the group disbanded. The Folger family, whose house the group had moved into, accused Robert and Isabella of stealing their money and poisoning Elijah. They were eventually acquitted, and Robert traveled west. Isabella settled in New York City, but she had lost what savings and possessions she had had. She resolved to leave and make her way as a traveling preacher. On June 1st, 1843, she changed her name to Sojourner Truth and told friends, "The Spirit calls me east, and I must go." She wandered in relative obscurity, depending on the kindness of strangers. In 1844, still liking the utopian cooperative ideal, she joined the Northampton Association of Education and Industry in Massachusetts. This group of 210 members lived on 500 acres of farmland, raising livestock, running grist and sawmills, and operating a silk factory. Unlike the Kingdom, the association was founded by a abolitionist to promote cooperative and productive labor. They were strongly anti-slavery, religiously tolerant, women's rights supporters, and pacific in principle. While there, she met and worked with abolitionists such as William Lloyd Garrison, Frederick Douglass, and David Ruggles. Unfortunately, the community's silk making was not profitable enough to support itself, and it disbanded in 1846 amid debt. Sojourner went to live with one of the association's founders, George Benson, who had established a cotton mill. Shortly thereafter, she began dictating her memoirs to Olive Gilbert, another association member. The narrative of Sojourner Truth, a Northern slave, was published privately by William Lloyd Garrison in 1850. It gave her an income and increased her speaking engagement, where she sold copies of the book. She spoke about anti-slavery and women's rights, often giving personal testimony about her experience as a slave. The same year, 1850, Benson's cotton mill failed and he left Northampton. Sojourner bought a home there for $300. In 1854, at the Ohio Women's Rights Convention at Akron, Ohio, she gave her most famous speech, with the legendary phrase, "Ain't I a woman?" And it goes like this. That man over there says that women need to be helped into carriages and lifted over ditches and to have the best place everywhere. Nobody ever helps me into carriages or over mud puddles or gives me any best place, and ain't I a woman? I have plowed and planted and gathered into barns, and no man could heed me, and ain't I a woman? I could work as much and eat as much as a man when I could get it, and bear the lash as well, and ain't I a woman? I have borne 13 children and seen most of all sold off to slavery, and when I cried out with my mother's grief, none but Jesus heard me, and ain't I a woman? Sojourner later became involved with the popular spiritualism religious movement of the time through a group called the Progressive Friends and an offshoot of the Quakers. The group believed in abolition, women's rights, nonviolence, and communicating with spirits. In 1857, she sold her home in Northampton and bought one in Harmonia, Michigan, just west of Battle Creek, to live with this community. During the Civil War, she spoke on the Union's behalf, as well as for enlisting black troops for the cause and freeing slaves. Her grandson, James Caldwell, enlisted in the 54th Regiment, Massachusetts. In 1864, she worked among free slaves at a government refuge camp on an island in Virginia and was employed by the National Freedom Relief Association in Washington, D.C. She also met President Abraham Lincoln in October. A famous painting and subsequent photographs it depicts President Lincoln showing Sojourner the Lincoln Bible given to him by the black people of Baltimore, Maryland. In 1863, Harriet Beecher Stowe's article, The Libyan Sibyl, appeared in the Atlantic Monthly, a romantic-sized description of Sojourner. After the Civil War ended, she continued working to help the newly freed slaves through the Freedmen's Relief Association when the Freedmen's Hospital in Washington. In 1867, she moved from Harmonia to Battle Creek, converting William Merritt's barn into a house, for which he gave her the deed 4 years later. In 1870, she began campaigning for the federal government to provide former slaves with land in the New West. She persuaded this for 7 years with little success. In 1874, after touring with her grandson Sammy Banks, he fell ill and she developed ulcers on her leg. Sammy died after an operation. She was successfully treated by Dr. Orville Gattell, veterinarian, and headed off speaking tours again, but had to return home due to illness once more. She did continue touring as much as she could, still campaigning for free land for former slaves. In 1879, Sojourner was delighted as many freed slaves began migrating west and north on their own, many settling in Kansas. She spent a year there helping refugees and helping in white and black churches trying to gain support for the exodusters as they tried to build new lives for themselves. This was to be her last mission. Sojourner made a few appearances around Michigan speaking about temperance and against capital punishment. In July of 1883, with ulcers on her leg, she sought treatment through Dr. John Harvey Kellogg at this famous Battle Creek Sanitarium. And it is said he grafted some of his own skin onto her leg. Sojourner True returned home with her daughters, Diane and Elizabeth, their husband and children, and died there on November 26, 1883, at 86 years old. She was buried in Oak Hill Cemetery next to her grandson. In 1890, Francis Titus, who published the third edition of Sojourner's narrative in 1875 and became Sojourner Sojourner's traveling companion after Sammy died, collected money and erected a monument on the grave site. In advertently describing aged about 105 years, she then commissioned artist Frank Courtier to paint the painting, to paint the meeting of Sojourner and President Lincoln. Sojourner Truth has been honored after her death in many ways over the years, such as a memorial stone in the Stone History Tower and Monument Park, downtown Battle Creek in 1935. In 1976, a portion of Michigan State Highway M66 designated the Sojourner Truth Memorial Highway. In 1981, introduction into the National Women's Hall of Fame in Seneca Falls, New York. In 1983, inducing into the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame in Lansing. In 1986, a commemorative postage stamp was done to honor her. In 1987, a Michigan milestone marker by the State Bar of Michigan for her contribution, 3 lawsuits she won to the legal system. In 1987, a mark erected by the Battle Creek Club of National Association of Negro Business and Professional Women's Club. In 1997, a Mars probe named for her. A community-wide year-long celebration of 200th anniversary of her birth in Battle Creek in 1997, plus a larger-than-life statue of her by artist Tina Allen, and the first black woman honored with a bust in the U.S. Capitol in October of 2008. Her date of death was November 26, 1883. Her place of death was Battle Creek, Michigan. And we honor Sojourner Truth, Isabella Bomfrey.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. We got to go ahead and give Sojourner Truth some love, man, because she definitely paved the way for us to do what we do. So we wanted everybody to go ahead and give, you know, Sojourner Truth some love because, you know, it's definitely sweet to her. Salute to Sojourner Truth, man.
If not for women such as Sojourner Truth, I mean, I'm telling you, you know, we wouldn't be here. You know, they were slaves. These women were slaves. They didn't have nothing. And that didn't stop them from them advocating the truth, you know, and advocating what was right. So now that we have all this technology and we have it way better in the law, with the laws and everything, there's no excuse for us women nowadays in the year 2000 not to step up and fight for our rights.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. We definitely need to stand up, you know, because we can't let these women, you know what I'm saying, die in vain, you know, due to the fact that, you know, they've done a lot for us. You know, we basically would not be here if it wasn't for them. And I have another young lady. We have a lot of people on the phone line. We're going to bring them in a few seconds. If you're joining us right now, you're live with Street Queens, the movement, and we are honoring women today. If there's a woman in your life, whether it's your mother, your sister, a friend, or somebody that you know, or a woman that you know from the past that you honor and respect, you know, call in at 347-826-7722 and talk to us about it. I want to talk about Mary Bethune. She basically improved educational opportunities for African Americans. President of National Association of Colored Women, founder of National Council of Negro Women. Her statue is in Washington, D.C., was the first statue dedicated to any woman or African American in any park in the nation's capital. Her home is a National Historic Landmark. Her occupation was an educator, racial justice activist, and a New Deal government official. Mary Bethune, McLeod Bethune, was the founder of Bethune Cookman College. She also served as a New Deal government official. She was one of the 20th highest level offices held by a woman in the administration and the highest held by an African-American woman. She played the key role in funding FDR's Black Cabinet. She also served as president of the National Association of Colored Women, and she founded and served as president of the National Council of Negro Women. And that's another young lady that we definitely have to basically honor, because she did a lot for the educational system. And these are some of the quotes that she said, and this is from a wise woman. She said, "Invest in the human soul. Who knows it might be a diamond in the rough. I leave you love. I leave you hope. I leave you the challenge of developing confidence in one another. I leave you respect for the use of power. I leave you faith. I leave you your racial dignity. We live in a world which respects power above all things. Power intelligently directed, but lead to more freedom. Next to God, we are in debt to women. First of life itself, and then for making it worth living. The true worth of a race must be measured by the character of its womanhood. Whatever glory belongs to the race for a development unprecedented in the history for a given length of time, a full share belongs to the womanhood of the race." And she definitely fought a lot for women. She also was an advisor on selecting officer candidates for the Women's Army Corps. She had a big influence on women's right education and a lot of things. And we have a lot of callers on the line. But if you want to talk about that, come in. And we definitely thank Emma for definitely giving us that in-depth information about Sojourner Truth. Because if you didn't know, we're trying to give you the education, because a lot of this education is lost, and they're trying to eliminate all the books in the library in regards to women and all the things that they've done, you know, and even slavery in general. So, you know, we're giving that education right now on Street Queens the Movement. 646, you're live on the line with us on Street Queens the Movement. Peace.
Hey, I just wanted to call in and honor somebody.
Oh, go ahead.
Nush. I seen it on Facebook, and I said, wow, let me think. Then it was too much to think about. So I said, let me call up Nush, because she's a great woman.
What's your name that you honoring our Queen Lush?
Jermaine.
Jermaine, and where you calling from, Jermaine?
Harlem.
Harlem?
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Jermaine from Harlem for honoring our Queen Lush.
Yeah. I wanted to honor Lush. He's a real queen.
Oh, wow. I appreciate that. You're definitely, you know, making me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. I appreciate you, Jermaine from Harlem.
Okay. Stay on the line with us, Jermaine.
Is that Emma? That's Emma.
Yeah, that's Emma.
Hey, Emma, what's up? How you doing?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Jermaine. You don't remember me?
No. Don't get me lying on the radio talking about I know you. I remember.
Oh, okay. 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 See, okay. All right. No, all right. That's what you meant.
But from where?
Jermaine, stay on the line with us, Jermaine. We're honoring women live on the line. 860, you're live on the line on Street Queens, the Movement. Peace.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
We can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you. I'd like to honor Emma as a queen, because I grew up with her and I went to school with her.
Oh, wow.
This is Tony, Pretty Boy Tony from the BX.
Oh, my God. We were nice to play together.
I want to honor my wife, and she's the queen of my life, and my mother, may she rest in peace. For being
okay,
that,
but
you know,
his name, Give the queen's name.
Ida, Tati Gonzalez.
Okay.
Oh,
Tati's
my wife. Yeah.
Okay.
How you doing, Emma?
Peace.
My mom's Irish. Yeah,
your mother was Irish?
Yeah, Irish. She passed away like 8 years ago.
Okay.
If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here now, and she's the queen of my life.
Absolutely.
And I also respect the fact that I respect what you're doing, Emma, and I'm so happy you're doing good, and I just want you to know for what you're doing that all them girls we grew up with, they could take heed to what you do now and take advantage of that and make a difference in this world.
Oh, my God, thank you.
I know you personally. I know that you came a long way, and I'm so happy you're doing good, and it's good to hear that you're doing good, and I'll definitely see you in the Watson reunion, so God bless
yes.
you, and I just want to make this short.
Oh, man, thank you so much. I so appreciate that, and I so needed that for my soul today. So bless you and your wife, and we'll definitely be seeing each other soon.
All right, Mo, you have a blessed day, man. God bless you
thank
guys.
Thank you, honey. Peace.
All right, peace.
That's what's up. That was sweet right
oh,
there.
God, that's beautiful. Oh, my God, I'm just so thrown off right now. Okay, wow. My composure. Okay, I got to keep the composure. Okay, go ahead.
Yo, this is funny. We both get honored on the show.
That is so nice. What we
that
got anybody else on the line, man? Let's keep honoring.
We still got more people on the line. I think we got Queen Natalia live on the line. Peace, Natalia.
Hey, what's up, ladies? How y'all doing?
Oh,
what's
peace,
up,
Queen.
Hey.
Finally made it on.
Never
I'm going to have to join the fellas and everybody and give a shout-out to y'all. You know, y'all are holding it down so much. And a lot of the stuff that you do for the community, I mean, y'all are two women, but y'all do a lot for being two women.
Oh, I love you, Natalia.
We do
it
just
people that make us cry on the show.
No, don't cry.
Well, you know what? You're a part of that also because, you know, we get our courage and our strength from our fellow queens that give it to us, and you're definitely one of the queens that support us. Even if you're not there physically, you know.
I'm there in prayer. Spirit.
You're there in prayer, that's right, and we use that, and we definitely tap into that. So, you know what? We honor you too, Natalia. We honor you today, queen.
Definitely. You being a super mother over there with them girls. Taking care of them over there, man. You definitely a queen, and we honor you too. Definitely.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, this show wasn't about crying. What happened? Where we got into starting to cry? It's supposed to be honoring, and we're crying. What's going on with that?
We just honor our women today. I think we have Bugsy live from Boston on the line. Peace King.
What's going on, Peace Queen?
We all emotional and stuff. Captain Napkin.
I see, man. I think y'all set today's show up, man. You know, I think y'all was in the works. Like, you know, let's have a show to honor women. And Emma must have came out like, yeah, we gonna see who don't throw Lush and Emma in the mix. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like, we don't honor us. You know, so y'all, I think y'all set this whole thing up.
Oh, Buffy, you horrible. You know, y'all don't have the mute button next to me.
But, yeah, I definitely do want to salute y'all, man. You know, y'all the Thelma and Louise of this Blog Talk business, man. Y'all keep it moving and do what it do. So, you know, definitely got to salute y'all, man.
Thank you. But you know what? In all fairness, I gotta go in and save that. We actually just wanted to talk about, like, Harriet Tubman and Honor Sojourner Truth and, like, the women that paid the way is initially why the show came on. And then, you know, all the other extra love. And let me get a tissue. So, but we appreciate that everybody appreciates what we do because we need that too. You know, that also feeds us. That feeds our soul. And, you know, it allows us to keep going.
Definitely. And I also want to shout out another young lady. That a couple of other women that are out there that women of the past. Josephina Baker. Y'all remember the Josephina Baker? She was an entertainer. She spoke French, and, you know, she went through a lot of trials and tribulations just being a African-American actor. She created her own Rainbow Coalition. She was the one adopting all them different color babies before any of these stars were doing it. She was the first one. She had her own Rainbow Coalition. So shout out to Josephina Baker. Also, Willie B. Brown, minister, civil rights activist. Daisy Bates, journalist, civil rights activist. And also, I definitely want to shout out this lady because I know Emma and me will definitely connect with this situation. Gwendolyn Brooks, poet, winner of the Pulitzer Prize. And, you know, that they don't give that to anybody. 1950. So, you know, that's what it is. That's a big honor right there.
That's a huge honor.
You know, so, you know, and Haley Quinn Brown, educator, lecturer, club woman, and reformer. So, you know, it's a lot of people out there that definitely did some things, and we need to give them recognition. You know, we don't never give them recognition. And actually, this one lady was actually told to me by Lethal Lips. And, you know, she told me about this one lady, and I don't think that many people, they don't really put it out there. There was a young lady that was from Africa. I forgot her name, but she was from Africa. And in Africa, where she came from, their cheekbones were flat. But all the women, they had, small breasts, but they had huge backsides, right? And it was a phenomenon to Caucasian people a long time ago. So, and this lady had like over exaggerated features, and they actually decided that they were going to, they actually paid her to actually stand in a museum naked, and people would just watch her. They would watch her and just look at her body. They did this for years. They did this for years and just watch her. She sat in the museum and she would stand there and they would just watch her all day long, and just pay to watch her. And then she eventually died one day, and they never gave her a proper burial. I think she was actually from Cape Town, from South Africa, or some area south, and she never got a proper burial. And they actually took her body and skin and kind of basically mummified it and stuff and kept it there while she died. So they never gave her a proper burial. So I think either recently or maybe like a couple of years ago, Nelson Mandela requested for her body to be shipped back to her home and be laid to rest properly. But they actually, for several years, they had her sitting there in the museum live while people observed her. It's wild, right? It's crazy.
Yeah, that's definitely outrageous, definitely crazy.
Yeah,
you'll probably see my baby
like,
in the background crying. It's time to go to sleep.
That's what a mother has to do, right?
Yeah, say the balancing act. But I want to give out some facts about some other women. June 16, 1963, the first woman in space is a Russian female. Her name was Valentina Vladimirovna Tereshkova. And she becomes the first woman to reach space on June 16, 1963. So, you know, that's, I got another fact. Nancy Pelosi assumes leadership of the U.S. House of Representatives. I missed out the year. All right, I'll come back to that one. Delaware, Iowa, Mississippi, New Hampshire, and Vermont are the only states never to have a woman represent the state in either House of Congress. So if you're living in Delaware and Iowa, Mississippi, New Hampshire, and Vermont, thumbs down to you. I'm saying to the system. 1872, Victoria Woodhull ran for president of the United States on the Equal Rights Party ticket. 1917, the first woman elected to the U.S. House of Representatives was Jeanette Rankin. She served from 1917 to 1919, and then from 1941 to 1942. The first woman to serve in the U.S. Senate was Rebecca Latimer Felton, and she served for one day. She was appointed but not elected. In 1933, Frances Perkins was the first woman to serve in a presidential cabinet. She was Secretary of Labor under President Franklin D. Roosevelt. In 1964, Margaret Chase Smith became the first woman to have her name placed in nomination for president at a major party convention. Senator George Aiken nominated her at the Republican National Convention. In 1968, which was the year I was born, Shirley Chisholm from New York became the first black woman to be elected to Congress.
Mm.
And that was 43 years ago because I was born then. 1976, Barbara Jordan from Texas became the first black woman to deliver a keynote speech at the Democratic National Convention.
In 1976
wasn't even that long ago. 1981, Sandra Day O'Connor became the first woman on the Supreme Court.
You go, girl.
1984, Geraldine A. Ferraro is the first woman on a major party's national ticket. She was selected by Walter F. Mondale as his vice presidential running mate. 2007, the first woman, okay, where am I, right, okay, the first woman to lead the House of Representatives is Nancy Pelosi, and that was in 2004, Washington is the first state to have a female governor and two female U.S. senators serving concurrently. 1924, Bertha K. Lands became acting mayor of Seattle, the first woman to lead a major American city. 2 years later, she was elected mayor.
Wow.
1925, Nellie Tello Ross became the nation's first woman governor. Her two-year term began 15 days before Miriam Ferguson from Texas became the second woman governor. In 1995, Sweden became the first country to have an equal number of women and men in ministerial posts. By the end of 2002, Argentina, Costa Rica, Denmark, Finland, Germany, Iceland, Mozambique, the Netherlands, Norway, South Africa, and Sweden have reached a goal of 30% of parliamentary seats being held by women.
Oh, Em, I wanted to say something real quick. In Liberia, Liberia is the first African country to actually have a woman president in Liberia, in Africa.
Okay.
In
1893, New Zealand was the first nation to give women the right to vote.
Mm.
So that's what I'm talking about. So those are just some pieces. I guess we can go back to the lines or whatever until I find some more. I know I got some more posted. This is all over my page. So
we gonna rock out with Whitney Houston. I'm Every Woman in a Few. But I want Emma to give a quick synopsis, because if you guys were in New York, this past couple of weeks when we were in New York, we actually checked out Mama's Kitchen. Emma, could you give a quick synopsis about that event that we attended?
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to La Tere and all the positive women that were there. The lineup was crazy. Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen, which is the fourth year they've been doing it, was held at Holstos Community College. And we bring our kids. Lush had her daughter. I had my daughter and my baby. And, you know, it was family oriented. I picked up my friend Liz's daughter, Joy, and we had a nice family function. It was a shout out to DJ Dome Wrecker, who was there with his children as well. La Bruja performed. Nini Ali was up there doing her thing. Shout out to the Guerrilla Republic that were out there representing La Tere, Super Size Spanish Fly. You had Cindy, Sugar Rush, Sonia. It was just so many positive women out there doing positive things. Shout out to DJ Chella, who definitely turned it out. I can't remember everybody's name, but everybody that was there, it was just all unity. You felt great. I was comfortable enough to run around with Lush and do interviews and all that while our kids were watching the performances that were going on stage. I'm usually not too comfortable with just leaving my children in an audience and just running around, but they it was that type of vibe and that type of atmosphere and that type of energy that we were comfortable enough to do that, and we did that, and pretty soon the interviews will be posted. The pictures are already posted on my Facebook, which is Emma Everything to Know. Feel free to go up there or follow me at Emma E2K, and you can see the pictures. It was wonderful. We had an awesome time. Not that I thought I wasn't going to have one, but just it was just a vibe as soon as you stepped in there. We were all greeted as we should, like queens, like sisters, like ladies, like mothers. It was awesome. Again, shout out to La Tere for having us there and letting us rock out all the way backstage. We had VIP passes, carte blanche was given to Lush Radio Online and E2K Magazine, and we took full advantage of it. And pretty soon y'all be seeing the interviews.
Definitely. And you definitely salute everybody that took part in that, man. And that was a good look, especially for women. I was definitely shocked and surprised that many people came and supported the fact that women coming together. And the problem we have as women is women being catty. And also, not to mention, on March 19th, it's females, ladies, I think ladies on the ring or something, it's with Babs, and basically it's a female rap battle.
Queen of the Rings, I believe.
That's what it is. It's called Queens of the Ring, and that's sponsored with Babs for making that a band, and we're going to be in the building for that. And, you know, you're so used to grind time and you're seeing all the men, but we don't really, you know, talk about the women. And also we have She's Got Next. It's also a documentary that me and Babs actually – I'm one of the producers, and Eleven, Dana's Honest, is actually the director of it, and also Dana is a consultant. We have a lot of old school female MCs and new school female MCs. Eve is also a part of it, helping and directing it. So it's going to be a good movement. We're going to be discussing different issues in regards that women deal with. So it's going to be definitely a good look. We're trying to pitch it towards HBO. So when it comes out, we definitely need your support on that. And we also got next to mixtape dropping soon with some female MCs. But Bugsy, you got any thing to add or talk about anything that we touched on before I go into this Whitney Houston song, fam? Bugsy, you there? Bugsy done muted himself. Bugsy bugging. My man from Harlem. What it do, baby?
Hi, how are you? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Did you want to touch bases on anything that we discussed tonight?
Yeah, you know what? Like, the Queen of the Ring and She Got Next, that joint sound like it was going to be crazy. That joint sound like it was going to be crazy. But I also wanted to say that, I really salute what y'all are doing. That's a real good look. I mean, and, you know, I'm glad I met you guys and stuff, Emma and everybody else, you know what I mean? So that's what it is. So that's pretty much actually a lot of the females that y'all talking about, I never really heard of, you know, except for, like, Suzanne the Truth and the lady that was out of the Russian lady that was, you know, Into the Moon and stuff. That's a real good look. So, you know, this is good for men and women, actually, this run that y'all are doing.
You got to talk a little bit louder, sir, because you sound low.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said that. Damn, I forgot. But what I said was is real important.
I kind of heard everything you said. Just for the future, if you can talk a little louder so everybody else can understand. But if when you go back to the archives, you'll be able to hear his statement clearly.
Yeah, I think that what y'all doing is excellent for men and women, and boys and girls. You know what I mean? And you know, the people that y'all bringing up, you know, are very important, because you know, this place wasn't built on just men, and you know, and it's crazy. It's crazy because even if you see like in 2011, even if you see like a construction worker that's a woman, you'd be like, oh snap. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Like, you know,
yeah.
A person don't even mean to be, you know, offended, you know, like an insult. It's just that you're just so used to seeing men doing certain things.
It's such a male-dominated world, and most of the job situations that were created in the beginning were more of a masculine job, so it meant that all men should do the job. But now,
right.
in the more of the evolution of the woman and the independence of a woman, you find more women doing jobs that more men were considered to do, you know, whether
right.
it's a janitorial job, whether it's a construction job, whether it's a firefighting job, whether a police officer, most of the jobs that were male-dominated, even in the military, it took a while before women were allowed into the military. So, you know, now women are actually, you know, defusing bombs and stuff nowadays. You know, before that was a man's job. So, you know.
Can I interrupt in here just to state another fact, now that you're saying that in 1879, Mary Walton developed a method of deflecting smokestack emissions through water tanks and later adapted the system for use on locomotives. So, and that was a woman. You know?
Wow, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the woman right now. It's all about the woman, man. You know what I'm saying? Tupac said, you know, y'all need to stop trying to hate the ladies that make the babies. You got to honor the woman. And the woman is the person. That's the first person that basically gives birth. That's the first person you see. You wouldn't be here without the woman.
You come out of here.
You come out of the woman. You know, we raise you for 9 months. 9 months you in the womb.
Well, 6 months.
A man can't do that.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
How can a man tell you when and where to create one? When he can't make one, he can't hold one.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh, talk about it, sister. Oh,
come on, man.
I got another fact. In 1870, Elizabeth Murphy patented 16 devices for improving the packing of journals and bearings for railroad car axles. These packings were used to lubricate the axles with oil, which reduced derailments caused by seized axles and bearings. And this was in 1870.
This is what I'm talking about. It's all about the woman, man. And you know what Whitney Houston said? It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Hispanic, Chinese. We all bleed the same blood. We're all women. We all carry the burdens of the world of our back. We all the old earth of this world. We love everybody, we nurture everybody, and at the end of the day, if the man's not there, the burden comes on the woman. We are the ones that are there when nobody else is there. The mother, the woman, the sister, the aunt, the grandmother. How many people had that big mama that used to take care of you when your mother couldn't take care of you? How many people had that big mama that was there that you couldn't confide in when nobody else was there? How many of y'all had that woman or that man? That man and that woman, sometimes, you know, they're not always there, but you always got that one woman, no matter if you do bad or you do wrong. That mother, that woman is going to be there because she shares that bond with you. Even if you're not, you know, biologically born from that child, that motherly love is something that somebody can never take away from you. So I'm Every Woman, Whitney Houston, and we're going to be right back on Lux Radio Online, Street Queens the Movement. Emma got some more information for y'all, so y'all come back now, you hear?
Queens and all that we stand for, man. Introducing the Street Queen. Let's go.
know everybody was saying Chaka Khan. I'm every woman, Chaka Khan. Yo, we back in the building. Street Queens of Movement presents honoring women today and everything that they stand for. They give birth to us. They love us. They nurture us. You know, they don't have to do the things that they do. They take the burdens of the world on their back. You know, how many people can give birth, you know, only a woman? So give honor to the woman, you know. This is a woman's month. We should be honoring a woman every single day. But we do honor them on Street Queens the Movement. But we're back on the lines with Emma. Emma E2K, live on the building with us and stuff.
You made the statement.
Emma, I know you was back there saying Chaka Khan.
Yeah, I was saying Chaka. I said, I also wanted to add on that even the ones that haven't given birth, there's a lot of women that have not given birth but have given years of their life to raise children. So they also have to be honored in that aspect. It's a beautiful thing to be able to bring a child out of your body, but it's a more beautiful thing to be in that child's life for the rest of your life. There's a lot of women that give birth and just keep it moving, and that doesn't make the mothers. Just want to shout out to those women that have that type of love, that will still raise children, not coming out their bodies.
Definitely. I got to salute Emma for that, because Emma has the most beautiful of three children, and, you know, she didn't biologically give birth to them, but she takes care of them, and those are her children, those are her babies. She's raised them since they were little, and I honor her for somebody to have a big heart like that. That didn't have to, but did that. She raised those children, and she's a mother. She's every definition of a mother, a woman, a sister, and everything. And I got to honor her myself. I love her to death, man.
Oh,
she crazy.
My God.
I want to shake her, but I love her to death. I swear to God. You know, if
I love you too.
People think it's easy being Emma, and they see the things she's doing and everything. But if you go in the background and see what this woman has to go through every single day, you would say, yo, I got to bow down to her, son, for real.
Wow, don't. I have a shout out for my peoples. He wants to honor his wife. He wanted to play a song dedicated to the wife, to his wife, and to he wanted to put a smile on us women's face. He wanted us to play, where is it? I lost it. Hold on. He wanted us to play some Chris Brown for all the chicks from Chris Brown. Is that the name of the song? I don't even know. That was the name of the song. But it was some Chris Brown song he wanted us to play. He wanted to put a smile on our face. We appreciate it, but I explained to him this is not this show is not for that. You could catch me on Tuesday, though, and I'll definitely give you a request on the midnight hour. Also, his wife's name is Hazel. So shout out to Hazel. And their two-year wedding anniversary is coming up on Monday, and I'm talking about Capper Sullivan on Facebook. He's one of my good friends from 172nd Street. So shout out to you and your wife on your second year wedding anniversary this Monday. And we honor that Queen Hazel for tolerating that man for 2 years.
Definitely. Hey, you know what? I think I got some Chris Breezy in it, and I might just play No BS just for y'all, because, you know, even though it's not the show for that, but we'll do it because we honor him, and you came out your way to do that. So, you know, we'll honor your request tonight. But let us bring in a couple of people, and then we'll play the song for you, player. All right? You know what I'm saying? Definitely. 202, live in the building. I think we might have the long overdue. We ain't seen him in like 300 years. I think we got Genius on the line. What up, Genius?
Salute, Queen.
AKA DJ Genius in the building.
AKA, we know he's alive.
I've been on hiatus doing the knowledge. I'm stuck with finals right now, so I've been hibernating. You know what I mean? But salute to all the queens. Salute to all of the women that's out there. Rest in peace to my big mommy, my grandmother, who passed last year, and the most important woman in my life, you know, the woman who brought me and my twin brother in this world, my mom, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Peace and love. And I didn't forget you this time, Emma, so don't curse me out.
No, I'm not gonna do it today. I'm feeling good. We're honoring women. You call me in a good moment.
Thank you.
Yeah. Genius, do you have any other the touch bases on any of the historical women we touch based on?
I mean, salute to all of the powerful women that, you know, have paved the way and have been discredited and not given their proper dues and that are still doing a lot of things today. You know, without women, you know, we wouldn't be here. You know, they're the most loving, most nurturing people on the planet, the most understanding, most forgiving. You know, we need women. You know, I don't know what's wrong with some guys out here, but there's nothing like a woman.
Well, we need women all day, every day, man. Women are the key to life, man, for real. Women are the key to life. Because we have to ejaculate that thing, and we gotta take care and nurture the babies and all that stuff. We got to feed the babies, change the diapers, because I ain't nowhere to be found. We got to smell all that stinky doo-doo. Y'all ain't nowhere to be found. We got to do that. Y'all always down.
Even, you know what I was going to say to earlier, that you had said something about the woman even like when the men leave, but I also wanted to make a statement as even when the men is in the home, because a lot of my male friends are like, oh, you're always male bashing or whatever. So I'm going to keep it 100. Even, there are some good men that are still with their families and the family unit and trying to do the best they can. But even those men have to acknowledge that still the most key and important person in that component is the woman, because she has to multitask not only to give strength to that man so he can be head of household, but also to keep nurturing her children, maintaining the home and everything else. So whether there's a man in the home or not, you know, the woman is still the key element. So I just want that to be acknowledged. Peace to the gods and the earth.
Oh, in your face, dog. If you're tuning in right now, you're live on Street Queens, the movement, and we're honoring women all shapes, five sizes, form, and everything. I had this form that I did a long time ago. It's a strong woman and all. And it's basically, you know, it talks about different women, you know, strong woman and all, tall and strong, always carrying the burdens of life on her back. Every time you attack, she brushes her shoulders off, and she stands up erected as a proud, beautiful woman that she is. It doesn't matter what shape, form, hips, thighs, curly hair, straight hair, flat hair, it really doesn't matter. She's all woman. She gives you the nurturing, and she gives you everything and every piece of her. She is woman. She is the one that puts the jazz in your leg. And she is the one that gave you milk, and that's why you got breastfed. She is the one that changed your stinky diapers when you ain't have no one around. Black woman and all, tall and strong, no matter what shape, color you are, whether you're Latino, white, or maybe a little bit caramel, or Chinese, or Russian, it doesn't matter. You are a strong woman. On her knees, scrubbing the ground, it doesn't matter. She's taking care of that child. She is a woman in all shapes of form. You must honor and nurture her and worship her and treat her like the queen she is. She is a strong woman in all, standing proud with her head to the sky and her back straight, and her hips to the side, and she is who she is. She demands your respect, and she demands your love. She is strong woman in all, tall and strong. And to you,
women out there, you are a strong woman. No matter what situation you're going through, you are a strong woman. And nothing that God puts upon you is nothing that you cannot bear, because you are a strong woman and you carry the world on your back. And we got you on Street Queens the Move.
Oh, wait a minute, sis. You know I got to go in now. I'm going in.
Go in, son.
Okay, here we go. I don't even know why you start some cipher like that, but here we go. The woman. That man over there said to me that me as a woman, I always need a man's shoulder to cry on and a house to clean and a man to provide for me. He said I needed him and couldn't live without him, and for me to stay quiet while he speaks because he is a macho, a man. But as a woman, I'm not always crying, not unless that man mistreats me. I will keep a house clean because that's how I was raised, but I can provide for myself and my children just as well or better than any man. I have done so for nearly centuries. I have given birth to that man that has told me that I needed him and to be silent because I couldn't live without him. Well, look around you. I have done it. For centuries, I've been standing on my own, acknowledging my strength as a woman, homemaker, and provider, and I will not be silent. You listen to me. You could beat me, rape me, and intimidate me like you have always done for centuries, but you will not silence me, because this woman is a strong, powerful woman with ambitions and goals, who will not allow that man over there or that man anywhere to stop me. Me meaning all women strong. Peace.
Damn.
I'm sorry. I could do it. I'm sorry. You made me.
You had to go in like that, son.
You called my hand, sis. You started talking about strong. I got strong when I had to.
Since we on that note, Emma did an awesome job. Well, on that note, we got to play this song from Aretha Franklin, "A Rose Is Still a Rose," featuring Lauryn Hill, and we're going to be right back, and we do got that request for you, dude. So, yeah, and we're going to give our final notes on here, and we're giving thanks to women.
Listen, dear, I realize that you've been hurt deeply because I've been hurt. But regardless to who, what, why, when, and where, we're all precious in His sight. And a rose is still and always will be a rose. Then you came with me.
y'all heard what Aretha Franklin said? She said, a rose is still a rose. And baby girl, you got the power, man. You know what I'm saying? No matter if he's there or not, you know, you could pick yourself up. You're not, you don't need a man to complete you. It's whatever you choose to bring into your life to basically work together to make you better as a person. But you first must love yourself. And remember that you're a beautiful rose, a beautiful young lady, no matter what, you know. And if you're not happy with your life right now, I ask you to make a change in your life today. If you feel like your life is going in a spiral, if you feel like your life isn't where it wants to be right now, if you feel like you're not going out there and pushing yourself because you're stagnated or that man or somebody's holding you back, I'm asking you today to jump out your comfort zone and make it happen for you and yourself and your children if you have them. This is something we're saying to you out here from Street Queens Movement, and we love you because you're a beautiful rose. And we're back to the phone lines. We're ME2K.
Your rose.
Definitely.
I wanted to throw out another fact because I know we're about to wrap up and all that, so I want to get as many women's facts in as we can. And that U.S. Senate confirmed Sonia Sotomayor as first Latina Supreme Court justice. And that was done, you know, through Obama. Obama picked the first Latina Supreme Court justice. It's funny because she's from the Bronx. She's actually from, she was raised with her mother in the building where my aunt currently lives for like the last 46 years. She used to live on the fifth floor. And that building is named after her right now, which is 1040 Rosedale Avenue. So I feel like part of that history, you know. I used to see her coming in and out the building and stuff like that, her mother. So, you know, that's pretty cool. So shout out to the Latinas and the women in general, man. Look at where we at. Supreme Court, baby.
Yay. You already know what it is, man. And, you know, I want to thank Emma for all that wonderful information she gave out to you guys. And I hope you guys could, you know, we always tell you guys to take a pen and a pad to get this information, because hopefully the information we gave you guys, whether you're male or female, is something you can take with you and stuff. You know, you can definitely take with you and stuff for any little situation and stuff. And take back and write down this information. Maybe, you know, it's something that you did not know. So we're trying to help you guys and definitely, you know, support you in your education, because who's going to tell you except for us, you know? Unless, you know, who else is going to tell you about some facts about women? You know, they try to definitely, you know, hold back from giving out information and stuff. But on top of that whole situation, the other thing we have to say is thanks to all the women that definitely support us on Street Queens the Movement, and also thanks to all the men that support us on Street Queens the Movement, definitely Bugsy, also Genius, Guru, also Knowledge, a.k.a. Mr. Swag. You know, everybody that supports us and everything that we got going on, shout out to Atere, shout out to Nini Ali, all the beautiful women that definitely support us, Natalia, Ashley, Ebony, everybody. So everybody's a street queen in their own way, whether they're activists, whether they're a mother, whether they're a teacher. You're doing something in the community, you're doing something to give back, and, you know, it starts in the home. You know, and we definitely love you. And also, we got Emma. She's doing speaking events. So she's basically going out talking about her experience and everything as a queen that she is. She's working on a book. So you guys look out for that. My queen is doing some things. So make sure you book up for your next event to talk to the students in your school or whatever she got it going on. Don't forget my B-Day party, Celebrity B-Day Bash is going down. I got DJ Instinct from the Bronx, and I got DJ J. Ronan, the bad boy of Brooklyn, is going to be in the building. We're going to have special guests, you know, Fred the Godson, Math Hoffa, you know, hosted by Lethal Lips,
It's going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's Lush Radio and E2K Enterprises, man. It's going to be crazy in there, man. And shout out to Carlos once again for providing us another spot. You know, and it's going to be ham. So, you know, everybody, I'm about to go ham. It's about to be crazy up in there and stuff. And who knows, what I might be on my Lady Gaga mode when I come in. So brace yourself, because you don't know what I'm going to have on. So just brace yourself.
Cameras be ready. That's all I'm saying.
Just be ready. It's going to be definitely a sight to see. And shout out to everybody that's always supported us, you know, from the beginning. And also on top of that, don't forget She's Got Next. It's coming out soon. Watch out for that documentary. If you want to check out the trailer, go to YouTube and type in She's Got Next. And we got a lot of things coming in the future for Street Queens, the movement. And we got a lot of, we also going to be featured, Lush Radio Online, and everything's going to be featured in Making It Magazine in the May issue. So, you know what I'm saying, watch for the hook, man. We coming for you. So hook, line, and sinker. And I got the song from Chris Brown, No BS. This is a real sexy song, man, from Chris Brown. I ain't look at Chris Brown, you know what I'm saying, in a certain way. But you know what I'm saying? Chris Brown was on World Star.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, listen, this is not the show. This is a family-oriented show. And Chris Brown has mother. So in respect to the mother.
Yeah, shout out to Chris Brown's mother. You did a great job.
Yes. Fully grown boy there. Okay.
He's a grown something right now. That's all I can say. Delicioso.
All righty now.
So shout out to my dude out there that did a shout out for his wife and everything, and this song is dedicated to him. So salute to everybody. Follow me at LushRadioOnline.com. Follow us on Lush Radio Online, E2K, MAE2K on Twitter. Future Guru 100, Colombian Princess, Ebenisha, Ashley, Miss Photographics, you know what I'm saying, Genius Music, Bugsy underscore.
Follow Lush Radio Online and we will retweet everything.
Yeah, we'll retweet it. It's a lot of stuff to follow. Yeah. But I love you. Make sure y'all come to my birthday party. It's $10 to get in. Don't come to my birthday party. You're on my hater list, and you're on my hit list, seriously. So don't call me for nothing. No favors, no nothing. You're done, son. You're done. But that's what it is. Let's Radio Online, man. Salute to all the women. We love you. You're a rose. Chris Brown. No BS. And we out. Peace.
Hurry up, so we can get the party started. Take off our clothes now.